The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Got an idea for a topic? Email us at newsmakers@krla870.com. That's newsmakers@krla870.com. Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino, AM 870, The Answer.
President Biden says the U.S. has taken out a top terrorist leader.
The United States successfully concluded an airstrike in Kabul, Afghanistan that killed the emir of Al-Qaeda.
Speaking from the White House on Monday, Biden says a U.S. drone strike in Afghanistan killed Ayman al-Zawahiri. There was a $25 million bounty on his head. The president added the drone strike against him took place in Kabul. Biden withdrew all military assets from Afghanistan back in August of 2021. Remember how that went. Joining us right now is Congressman Mike Garcia. He represents the 25th District, and he's running for the 27th District. Congressman Garcia, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Larry. Appreciate it.
Well, this is certainly a name that was familiar and a high target, and it looks as if at least someone in the Pentagon still is focusing on rooting out evil.
Yeah, you know, it appears the agencies obviously haven't taken their eye off the ball in terms of getting these guys. Unfortunately, it's 21 years after the event. So this is a good kill. And obviously sends a loud and clear message that the United States is still prosecuting these guys with extreme prejudice. What's interesting to me and what I'm really looking into now and curious about is how does someone of such a high-profile target as al-Zawahiri end up in plain sight in Kabul? How does he get to the point where he's comfortable enough to just be basically hanging out on his balcony without any sort of consideration for his own security, and how does he become so complacent? This means that either the Taliban has been either accommodating him and enabling him in some form or fashion in Kabul, or the Taliban has been cooperating with other nations, including the United States, to ensure that this guy's location is well known and that al-Zawahiri actually feels comfortable in Kabul until he's taken out. So it's interesting. It could go one of either way. But I, you know, recall a year ago when the debacle and the withdrawal out of Afghanistan, President Joe Biden was talking a tough talk about holding the Taliban accountable and making sure that they're not playing host to terrorist organizations or becoming a breeding ground for terrorist activity against the United States and our allies. And so the fact that the head of Al-Qaeda is just literally hanging out on the balcony is very important to figure out what the Taliban's role in this was. Yeah. And then hold them accountable if, in fact, they were complicit.
And then we had the Taiwan visit from Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker. Some people thought she shouldn't go. Other people thought she should. Of course, China was basically saying, you know, don't do that. Kind of giving warnings about Pelosi's visit there, saying, quote, whoever yep. plays with fire will get burned. What's that about, the saber rattling from China?
Yeah, I mean, this is the typical Chairman Xi of the Chinese Communist Party behavior. It's similar to Putin, right? These are bullies. These are thugs that are trying to intimidate and use force on the front side. And they're actually trying to implement a version of peace through strength. They do it through threatening activity and words that probably don't have much teeth behind them. Look, I support Taiwan. I think the United States needs to double down on our commitment to Taiwan. And I've been saying for months that we need to pull every lever against China that we've pulled against Russia in the last 9 months. We need to do it in anticipation of China attempting to annex Taiwan. And we do need to be more aggressive. So, I support Pelosi's visit to Taiwan. I don't understand what her objectives are. I don't think she has the national security or international security chops. I don't think she has the diplomatic chops to serve as a meaningful rep of the United States and actually get something from a diplomatic mission accomplished. And so I think it's a boondoggle for her to go visit several countries while we're in recess, while the rest of us are campaigning. I don't think it will achieve anything. But obviously our nation should not be threatened as a result of her visiting Taiwan. And hopefully she's committing to the government of Taiwan that the United States is there for them. And we need to actually expand those relations right now rather than contract them and really hold China accountable. Yeah. Without Taiwan, our economic and frankly our technology sectors would just implode and make the Ukraine invasion look like a bad hair day. So we've got to make sure that we're protecting Taiwan.
Congressman Mike Garcia with us, represents 25th District, running in the 27th. And then let's talk economic news. This week we learned that Californians hoping to walk into a Geico insurance office for their needs are out of luck. The company decided to shutter all of its 38 offices in the state. You can still buy insurance, but you can't buy it from a California agent. They're not saying much, but I can read into that the cost of doing business in California must be such that it wasn't advantageous to put their people here.
Yeah, it's just physics. Economics is just physics with dollar signs, and there's an action and a reaction to every action when it comes to the economy. And when California continues to dial up the regulations, continues to dial up the taxes, and really crush small businesses and large businesses like Geico, it's just fundamentally economic sense to leave the state. And this is a continuation of big companies leaving California. They get a 10% to 20% increase in margins just simply by leaving the state for other business friendly states like Texas, Florida, Idaho. And now when you have the federal government with these bills coming out in the next few weeks, effectively dialing up taxes on the wealthy, dialing up taxes on businesses, it's just another barrier for these businesses to operate. On the heels of COVID, they should be being incentivized to grow and hire. And instead, all levels of government, the federal government as well as California, continues to just turn the screws on them and make their lives more painful. And this is how companies react. The reaction to these types of policies is to leave. And unfortunately, they're taking jobs with them. You combine it with bills like AB5 and higher tax rates across the board. And this is why we have lost more population in California than we've gained in the last 2 years.
Yeah, economics determine a lot of these things. It's why when you pick up the phone and call many businesses, the person you talk to isn't even in the United States. I mean, there's a lot of things going on out there. Very, very sad.
Yep.
Let's talk about Manchin. He kind of sold out. Here we get the numbers that we technically are in a recession, and then he's for a big tax increase and big spending. Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult to say he sold out because he is a liberal Democrat. He was just one of the few rational ones left, and he was, holding off and leveraging his position to maximize, I think, his own personal position within the party. But also, he was doing the right thing during COVID for the country. But in the end, he is a liberal Democrat, and this is a challenge that we have with being beholden to these folks. This is why we need to get the majority back. Fiscal conservatives need to get the majority back so we can get this economy back on the rails, continue to grow. 2 negative quarters of GDP growth is a recession. We are seeing rates take off, and we're seeing the cost of living just explode across the country. And people are feeling not only inflation, but also the recession, and the overall sentiment is negative. So Manchin's, again, now just rolling over, and he's effectively trying to spend his way out of inflation. And again, it's just physics with dollar signs. You cannot spend your way out of inflation. There are some programs that create jobs, but in the end, when you have $30 trillion worth of debt at the national level, you've got to be treating these spending bills like weapons of mass destruction, because they are existential threats to our country. And Manchin, has folded he's doing what liberal Democrats do in the end. And this is why we need to get the majority back in both chambers and hopefully a solid majority.
Yeah. And a report out says inflation causes economic hardship for more Americans. More Americans are living paycheck to paycheck than in the past due to inflation. It has a terrible effect. It just eats away at everything. I have what's called the potato chip index. I look at, they kind of stamp the price on potato chips so that they can kind of raise it and go. The other day,
right,
a good size bag of potato chips is now $6.99. I have never seen.
Yeah.
I mean, makes you want to go healthy. Oh, but it's
yeah, it's across the board. You go to McDonald's and order a combination meal, and you're looking at close to $10 per person there. So for a family of four, it's have a meal at McDonald's be close to $50. This inflation problem is extremely aggressive, especially towards the middle class and lower income families, especially when you combine it with $5, $6, $7 a gallon gas, right? So the wealthy will survive this. The corporations will survive this. They'll pass all of these costs through to the consumers. And so this behaves effectively, that, you know, 9% inflation by the time it's all said and done, to the lower and middle income families behaves like a 20% tax increase when you account for loss of wages and loss of real adjusted wage, as well as what they're spending at the stores and the amount that they're driving to their jobs. So this administration that's been promising to take care of the lower and middle income families is all of a sudden, probably the most oppressive administration economically to those demographics
exactly.
that we've had in the last 50 years.
Got a minute left. Let's talk the border. I had heard a rumbling somewhere that Biden may actually be finishing the border wall. Did you hear that one?
Yeah, we're looking into that. Obviously, you know, I've been to the border a few times, and you can actually see the supplies, the material that was going to be used to complete the wall just sitting there in many cases, rusting away. And so the material's already bought and paid for. The programs in terms of the execution and the installation have already been bought and paid for. So we're actually losing money by not actually finishing the wall over the last couple of years. So I hope he's doing it. It's amazing to me that he's trying to do this under the radar and under wraps. I think this would actually be a popular move if he did it and touted it. Unfortunately, he's kowtowing to the far left of his party that still wants these open borders. It's an absolutely insane idea. And what's really terrible about this open border situation is, you know, it's just the fentanyl deaths. Hundreds of thousands of kids aged 13 to, you know, 30 are just getting pummeled by this fentanyl overdose problem that we've got. And in literally almost every drug that they're taking in pill form, and it's coming across the border in mass, right, just openly. Right.
Such a denial, though. And you hear Mayorkas and the others from the administration, and of course, you know, Biden has yet to be at the border, and really Kamala Harris never really got where the border is, and they just deny that there's a border crisis or that there are open borders. Yet the footage we see that is given back to us and the numbers, the stats themselves, indicate that there is open borders, yet the administration doesn't admit it.
No, exactly right. And this is why all roads of this crisis lead to the Oval Office. So if Kamala Harris wants to fix the border crisis, I don't think she needs to go to the border. We all know it's there, and it's a problem. She needs to go to the Oval Office and try to explain to the president. But her, along with every other cabinet member in this administration, spineless, and they literally don't know how to do their jobs. And this is why we're in disarray as a nation right now.
But the fundamental thought is that it's actually a sharp move on their part to reshape America. That's what some people are suggesting, that if you get mass migration into the country, they're more likely to vote Democrat. But I don't know. We'd have to wait and see.
Well, they get their first paycheck and see how much taxes have been withheld. They'll vote for Republicans. But we can't even talk about amnesty until we secure this border and fix this crisis.
Exactly. 25th Congressional District, running for the 27th. Mike Garcia, thanks so much.
Thanks, Larry. Appreciate you.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.